This week's dry bean scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and SRS Commodities. The kidney bean harvest is well underway in the Pyrum, Minnesota area. That according to farmer Bob Dombeck.
We started out pretty dry and had to do some watering in the beginning there, and then once July came around, we started getting some off and on rains, and the kidney beans looks to be about above average for yield this year for us. About another week and a half, and we should finish up on kidneys.
In an area spanning from southeastern North Dakota into the central part and western portions of the state, conditions have been variable. That is described by Ag Intel Consulting owner Josh Messer.
Towards the central part of the state in the McLean County area that I cover, small grains are pretty much done. Guys are rolling hard on edible beans. Still a fair amount of those to go, but for the most part, harvest went well. Mostly because of the fact that we've not received a whole lot of rainfall yet this year. I think we're only sitting at about 5.5 to 6 inches of total rainfall for the season up there. So that accelerated harvest a little bit more. Things are still hanging on as far as the fall crops go, but top end definitely got shaved off up in that area.
Messer says other areas further east in North Dakota into Minnesota have received maybe too much rain this growing season.
Yeah, so the two wet areas are still trending in that too wet direction. But guys did have a moment there in late July, early August, where they were able to get some herbicide applications on some of this prevent plant ground. And a fair amount of them got some cover crops established, some of them still trying to do so.
And that's been the dry bean scene here on the Red River Farm Network.